Last week, you said that entities that had passed over need to speak through psychics in the personality that we would recognize. Otherwise, there would be no value to us. And I really thought that personality carries over from life to life, but apparently that's not the case.
Some of it can, it would depend on the individual passing, but not the way you think. The next level is a different level of consciousness, so the personality would not be exactly the same. It would have a larger perspective. But we did not say it would not be of value, we said that you would not recognize the value of it. It's interesting, the words that can have different meaning to you at different levels of consciousness. So the way that you could read a book or watch a movie or hear a story a second time or a third time and perceive information that you do not remember perceiving the first time. And so it is that when you have lived an entire Earth life and you transition from here, you are different. You have the experience of death. You have the experience of looking at the whole lifetime from a different perspective and a different level. And when you are not here in 3D form, when you are not here in this Earth, you literally have a much different feeling place. It is here that you have your entanglements in a negative way. And once you leave here, you do not feel that negativity. And so although you could continue with personality, you would lose much of it because of the habit here of suffering. Perceiving things as limiting, as challenging, as many of you believe you don't even want to be here, and we assure you, once you're again at a different consciousness level, a different frequency of knowing, you will see that that is not the way you began, this adventure of being in form. And so the personality could be there in a way, but not in the Earth way that we believe you would perceive.
I think that's what I'm speaking to, is the Earth personality. And that surprises me because here personality seems to be such a large part of who and what we are.
And that is part of the exploration, the adventure, the challenge of being in separation and the uniqueness of personality. And yet when you, all of you, are co-creating awakening, are co-creating a higher awareness, more spiritual way of being, a softness, an opening of the heart, of shifting from the mind to the heart, in that you will notice that the personality is not so strong. Because in peace, you give up much of the personality. It is not as boring as you might perceive, because you will feel much more joy, you will feel much more comfort, you will feel much more inspiration and creativity. And yet, there is a process that is very difficult for the human ego to let go of, because it is a lot of the personality that you let go of when you let go of the illusion of separation and dwell.